That's Roy Orbison with Pretty Woman here on a Monday afternoon. Paul Ramel here in the studios. And right now, we're going to talk Community Cares Coffee Hour with Becky Shellstead. And Becky's in the studio with us. Good afternoon, Becky.
Hello.
Are you ready for the 4th of July?
Yes. Love 4th of July week.
Do you? You're patriotic then,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people head to the lake, or a lot of people take in the parades or the fireworks in the area.
Right. They got a couple movies going on, so
yeah, a lot of things.
It'll be fun.
A lot of things happening in Madison,
right.
That's for sure, on the 4th. Becky always comes in the first Monday of the month to tell us what's happening at the Community Cares Coffee Hour at the Madison Mercantile. When do you meet, Becky?
We meet every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. at Madison Mercantile.
Right. It's really been a great program that you've started.
Well, it's grant-funded. Chris Shellstead, she's all about grants, you know, and she got a grant for a caregiver support group. And in Madison, no one considers himself a caregiver, but we started a coffee hour for people who care for others to come in and just find community outside the home and enjoy themselves with a cup of coffee, free cup of coffee.
Free cup of coffee and snacks.
Yes, yes.
All right, and good fellowship too, right?
Yeah, we try to make a connection.
Okay. All right, why don't you just take your time and go through what's coming up this month at the Mercantile with Community Cares Coffee Hour.
Okay, thanks. Starting now this coming Wednesday on July 3rd, Amber Boyens, Maynard's daughter, she will be talking with us about nutrition again. Check out her website, Immune Nutrition, IMU Nutrition. Great things on there. She always keeps us in conversation with great ideas and helps us understand the importance of nutrition. I'm not sure exactly what she's talking about on Wednesday, but I'm sure it will be very informational, and she's very fun personality and great to have with us in company. So join us at 1 p.m. this coming Wednesday on July 3rd at the Madison Mercantile. On July 10th, Chris Shellstead, the owner of the Madison Mercantile, she will be talking all things Dragon Fest. I won't be there. She will be promoting the conversation, and she has mentioned going through yearbooks, always finding fun things to look back to the good old days. If you've been in the Madison Mercantile, you've seen all things Madison historic. And so I'm sure that she will have lots of fun things to talk about Dragon Fest related. It's a great time to remember our connections to people and events in Madison, and Chris is a great personality and a great person. So July 10th at 1 p.m., she will be there leading up a conversation with whoever comes, which I hope is a lot. On July 17th, we are having Monica Irvin Bogaki. She grew up in Madison.
Well, this is a shock. This is a surprise. She's a classmate of mine, high school classmate.
World.
I haven't seen Monica for 20-some years.
Well, she's going to be here on July 17th.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. And so when she left Madison for college, she ended up going to law school. And she's going to be part of the conversation we have about legal responsibilities with caring for others. Power of attorneys, financial and medical, guardianships, wills, etc. And she'll be willing to answer any questions if we have about anything legal that goes with taking care of others. And she was excited to come here because it's where she grew up. So I'm sure if you recognize the name, she would love if you came down and said hi.
That's right. I'm putting it in my calendar, right. July 17th. Monica
at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that'd be great to see her.
Yeah, and then right after that, a new cancer support group is going to meet at 2 p.m. at the Madison Mercantile. Gloria Letrude is a cancer survivor, and she wants to be there and just start a conversation about anyone who has been affected by cancer, which can be a patient, a family, friend. Pretty much everyone has dealt with cancer in some capacity, and the group will talk and support any and all who would like to come and listen or join in the conversation. And so that'll be at 2 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile, right after Monica's coffee hour. And the July 24th, Carol Unzen is going to be opening up a conversation about self-care, because We all know anyone who has cared for anyone, we kind of put ourselves last on the list of things to do and those to take care of. And so it is important to care for yourself so you can care for others. So Carol is going to give us some discussion ideas about how she has taken it upon herself for self-care. And then on July 31st, Pastor Roy Noel. He is the new pastor at Faith Lutheran Church here in Madison. Super nice guy.
I met him Saturday. Great. At the Mercantile.
Yeah. Okay.
And him his wife. Yep.
Yeah, she's super nice too. We look forward to introducing him and to meeting him and having him start the conversation about helping others, volunteering, just sharing yourself to others. And as a caregiver, that's what you do. But this is another way that you can maybe become a caregiver if you haven't been in the past. So Pastor Roy will be there to meet and greet and start a conversation with all of us. Good. So that should be really good.
He said he wants to start a radio program.
Fabulous. Great.
So we can talk to him about that too.
Great. Yes. Yes.
He'd be good on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Come and meet him and give him ideas and let him know how we can make our community better.
That's right.
And then right after that, again at 2 o'clock, will be another cancer support group at 2 p.m. with Gloria Letrude in at the Madison Mercantile. And again, we'll be talking about cancer and those who've had it and those who've supported those who've had it and how all of that goes with cancer, which is a nasty disease. So
yeah, and I'm sure they learn from each other, too, of different things, huh?
Right. There's connections that are made.
Yep.
When we were talking about having it, we found people we didn't even realize who had had cancer because they had kept it to themselves. Some people want everyone to know, they want the support, open about it. Other people keep it to themselves and just kind of take it on themselves. And so coming to the cancer support group, you can still keep it to yourself, but you can maybe recognize things that other people have gone through that you've gone through and just make a connection.
And realize you're not alone.
Absolutely.
And stuff like
that. Yes.
Good. That's good. So the cancer support group actually meets a couple times a month, huh?
Well, we're starting out.
Anyway.
Yep. We're starting out the 17th and the 31st, and Gloria wants to see how it goes and see what people want, and they'll go from there.
Okay.
So.
Just want to encourage people to come to the Madison Mercantile. Becky's there every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, right?
Right. I went to the movie Inside Out this weekend.
Yeah.
Very cute little movie. And it showed how our feelings work and how we work with each, how our feelings work with each other and how they change. And I find it important to think about my own thoughts and feelings and how others feel. And in caregiving, sometimes the caregiver is kind of left out. And so this caregiver support group, as we call it, is really just a group for people who care about others to come. And so you deserve to be cared for, too.
Right.
And so we hope this group kind of just gets you out of your shell that you're in and lets you relax and open your mind to different ideas. And we try to come up with different ideas every week.
Yeah.
So we would love for you just to come and talk and share.
Now, I've sat in on a few of them, and, you know, it's really laid back, right?
I mean, don't, for sure.
If you're thinking about coming, you know, if you're out there thinking about coming, just come one time. You'll be surprised.
And you don't have to stay.
Right.
I mean, I want you to stay, but you don't have to stay.
You don't even have to speak if you don't want to. You can just sit and listen.
For sure. Yep. And I usually have a little sign up. If we're not right out in the main area, I'll have a sign up that says where we are at the Mercantile because you know it's a huge facility.
Yep.
And so sometimes if it's a conversation that we might want more private or we might need to be more quiet, we try to have it in a space there, which there is space to have a quieter area. So we really want everyone to feel welcome. No one is judged and everyone is totally welcome. And even if you're welcome to come and see what it's like because maybe you know someone who doesn't want to come, but if you went first, saw what it was like, you could go back and tell them, that would be totally fine too.
Right. And speaking from experience, caregiving to someone that you love, it's difficult. It's hard.
It is.
And it's good to talk to other people about the things you go through and your feelings and stuff like that, because it's a loved one, you know,
yes,
that you're taking care of. So,
yes, you're not
all
alone.
Right. All right, Becky, why don't you go through that dates again and who's speaking quick, and mark these on your calendars if you're listening. They're all on Wednesdays.
Okay, this Wednesday, July 3rd, Amber Boyens will be talking about nutrition. July 10th, Chris Shelsted will be there, and she will be talking all about Dragon Fest. And July 17th, Monica Irvin Bogaki is coming with her legal knowledge. And then that same day on July 17th is the first cancer support group at 2 p.m. at the Madison Mercantile. Then on July 24th, Carol Unzen will be leading the discussion about self-care. And then on July 31st, Pastor Roy Noel, the new pastor at Faith Lutheran Church, he will be talking about spending time with others, and we'll be meeting him. And then the cancer support group will meet again at 2 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile.
All right. And I like what you have on the poster here on the bottom, Becky. Caring for yourself is as important as the care that you give.
It is.
It's awesome. All right. Anything else?
No, that's
all
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Becky.
Thanks.
Again, always nice to visit with you.
Thanks for having me.
Becky Shelsted with Community Cares Coffee Hour. That's every Wednesday, 1 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile. Thanks for listening.
The time is 2:25. Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.